Yes, I am. Is there a real woman here? Oh, shucks, I'm feeling that would testify. For far too long, you've been trying to please Jacob. But God told me to tell you, if Jacob don't change, if you never get a man, if you never have a child, open up your mouth and send up Judah. Oh, shucks. Can I get a witness here? Is there any sister here on a Saturday morning that will praise God until you feel better? Praise God until depression leaves. Praise God until you feel your joy. I need 5,000 women to turn around 3 times. One for the Father, one for the Son, for the Holy Ghost. Yeah! Praise God until you feel good. Praise God until you speak in tongues. Praise God till you get your joy back. Praise God till you get your smile. How much are you worth? Stop. Get your joy back. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio. This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, mom, and tell me what he's been to you.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
Persecuted, but not forsaken.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, my Father. Thank you, my Father. Thank you for the precious gift of your Son. Thank you for your promise, fulfillment of your promise, the promise of your Holy Spirit. Thank you for your love, Father. Thank you for the grace of your Son, Jesus Christ. And thank you, Father, for the fellowship and the communion that we have with your Holy Spirit, Father. For who can know the mind of God except the Spirit of God? And, Father, you promised us the Spirit, Father, and on the day of Pentecost, you sent him, my Father, the mind of God, so that we might know, Father, not just of you or about you, but that we might know you. Father, that we might know you and your Son, Jesus Christ, who you sent. And the power that's to us, that same power, Father, that you used when you raised him from the dead and set him right next to you. at the right hand of the Father. At that same destination, that same place where you have raised us up to sit together with him in that heavenly place. So we thank you for that love, my Father, that redeemed our life from destruction, that restored back to us everything that we lost in Adam, and that by your Spirit lead us into all of the reality of it, the fullness thereof, Father. So we just thank you for that, Father. We enter your gates with thanksgiving and you come into your courts with praise. It's you, O Lord. Hallelujah. You're the Alpha and Omega. You're the beginning and the end. It's you, O Lord. You're my friend. It's you, O Lord. You're my shepherd and my king. It's you, O Lord. We give you praise and adoration and none like you. For the world may never know, Lord, the love that you have for us. The love that you show when you see his blood on Calvary. That redeemed our life from destruction. Just for me. Just for me. He came and did it all. Just for me. And boy, the good news that I'll come on this radio broadcast to tell your people, my Father, that not only just for me, but it was just for them as well. So, Father, we come into your gates with thanksgiving and your courts with praise, Father. And thank you for this opportunity, Father, through these radio waves and radio broadcasts, Father, just to allow you by your Spirit, using your word, Father, to edify and build us up. That we can come all the way boldly. Not just come, Father, feeling unworthy, but come boldly. All the way into your very presence. And not only just come, Father, but dwell there. For you said, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High God shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And we can say of you that you are our refuge and you are our fortress. You are God, and we put all our confidence and trust in you, Lord. Because, Lord, you have summoned us to your table, to eat from the king's table, because we have known you and we are coming to the knowledge of you and what you're doing. And just like your words say, with long life will you satisfy us with and show us your salvation, my Father. So, Father, we count it an honor and a privilege that you would summon us. And right now, Lord, we humble ourselves under your mighty hands, and, Father, we decree and declare that your kingdom come, that your will be done in our lives, my Father. And not only just in our lives, but in our lives here on earth. And not only in our lives here on earth, but in our lives here on earth, just like it is in heaven. That's what your word says. Father, your kingdom has come, and your will is being done in the earth today. Just like it is in heaven. Now give us this day, Father, everything that we have need of, our daily bread. Feed us till we want no more. Here's our cup, Father. Fill it up. And as always, Father, we'll be careful to make sure that we give you all of the glory, all the honor, all the praise, all the credit. For this is your kingdom, Father. This is what you're doing, Lord. Is your glory, the manifestation of your glory, Father, in the earth. Forever, Lord, not just only now, but forever. And so shall it be, Father, because that's what your word says. Holy Spirit, now we humble ourselves under your mighty hand, and we ask that you would minister to us and lead us into the reality of everything that Jesus Christ came and did for us on Calvary and rose from the grave, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we decree that and declare that. We pray that, and so shall it be. Amen, 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 and amen. Hey, mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God, hallelujah. Hey, once again, hey, hallelujah. I wish you could see the big smile that's on my face. Every time when I get that chance to allow the Spirit to minister to us, boy, I don't know. It's something like something that come up over me all night. Well, I know what it is, the Holy Spirit. I just can't explain it. But just like Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. For he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. What's the gospel to the poor? You don't have to be poor no more. Hallelujah. What's the good news to the poor? You don't have to be poor no more. Hallelujah. And I'm not just talking about the material things. I'm about poor in the spirit. You don't have to be ignorant of God's will and God's desire and God's plan and God's purpose for your life no more. You don't have to be wandering around me and going around in the Mount Sinai and circles round and around and around and around no more. Hallelujah. But I come to preach the gospel to the poor. What's the gospel to the poor? You don't have to be poor no more. Well, in this day, God is filling the earth with the knowledge of his will. And listen, not only with the knowledge of his will, but with the knowledge of his will, with all wisdom and spiritual understanding. So that we might not just have church, boy, but we become the church. And boy, when we become the church and begin to do, boy, what God established the church to do, then you talking about when we come together, you talking about having some church. See, the church that we have in our man, listen. Hold on. For the church that we both have, boy, when we come together, boy, I'm talking about it, edify one another and build one another up, boy. Tell when we go back out into our circle of influence, boy, we be agents of change. We go out into our everyday circle of influence, boy, impacting it with the kingdom of God and the will of God on the earth. Just like a little leaven. When it's put in a bushel of meal, boy, it'll affect the whole bushel of beer. It's just like you, a little leaven. It's going out into the world that you live in, that bushel of meal that you live in, boy, impacting it with the will and the desire and the original intent and plan and purpose of God for mankind life and God's purpose for mankind life on this earth. Yeah, Lord. That you don't have to be poor no more. That you can know who you are in Christ Jesus. So that you can know what is the hope of your calling. So that you can know what this thing is really all about. Not just caught up in the religious part of it. Not just caught up in the old covenant part of it, boy, but there's a new covenant. And boy, whenever there's a new covenant, that means that the old covenant has passed away. See, your Bible in the old covenant, the Old Testament, man, that's an old covenant. That's how God dealt with mankind in that time, in that dispensation, in that period in human history, when God was dealing with man in a particular way. And boy, that dispensation is come and gone. And boy, you're living in a whole different dispensation where God is dealing with mankind in a whole different way than he dealt with mankind in the Old Testament. In the Old Testament, he was dealing with mankind according to his permissive will, what he had to permit to take place in even mankind's life because of mankind's fall, because of that original disobedience by Adam. So God could no longer operate with mankind according to his perfect will. But now he's operating according to his permissive will. And types and shadows and rituals and ceremonies and practices and sacrifices and all those things that he did in the old covenant. All those was types and shadows of things that was to come. For the thing that was to come has came. So that if the thing that was to come has came, then there's no more need for the thing that was. The old covenant is passed away. Behold, there's a new covenant. What do you mean to come? There's a new way God dealing with mankind. Hallelujah. Boy, it ain't according to the law and the prophets. It's according to, boy, I'm talking about the grace of God. That's the dispensation that you live in. See, the old covenant was a dispensation of the law. The Bible says, glory to God. From Moses to John the Baptist, the law and the prophet was preached. What's the law, boy? That's the first five books of the Bible. That's the Pentateuch. That's the recorded message that God gave man Moses to give to the people, man, the laws of God. That's the law. And after the first five books of the Bible, you know, then it started off with Joshua. First five books of the Bible is Genesis, you know, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. Those are the Pentateuch. That's the law. And then after there come Joshua. And from Joshua all the way to Malachi is known as the prophets. And what did all the prophets prophesy? All the prophets and prophets were born as coming the Messiah. What was the law? Well, God gave Moses to give to the children of Israel. Hey, this is how you ought to live. This is the thing that you have to practice. These are the things that you need to do. And what the prophet said, boy, but that's coming the Messiah. That's going to redeem your life, boy, I'm talking about, and set up a kingdom upon this earth, man, and this kingdom there ain't going to be no end. And, boy, you're going to be the head, not the tail, above and not beneath. You're going to be blessed in the city, blessed in the field. Everything that you put your hand to going to be blessed, and you're going to be like I created you to be, boy. And out of that kingdom, there ain't going to never be no end. Glory to God. That's what it is. Boy, that came 2,000 years ago. That didn't prophets prophesy that's coming the Messiah, and he was going to set up a kingdom, boy, and a kingdom of David and everything, those things that you hear in the old covenant and everything else, and that king has came. And he set up that kingdom, man, 2,000 years ago. Oh, he set that kingdom back up 2,000 years ago. When Jesus Christ came to this earth, that was his purpose for coming. His purpose for coming, boy, when he came with the Bible says with a government on his shoulder, with a ruling authority, with the kingdom of God on his shoulder, what God's original intent and plan and purpose and destiny for our lives was, what God's perfect will for our lives was. In the old covenant, boy, he was dealing with his permissive will, but what Jesus Christ came bring to us, boy, what God's perfect will was for our lives, that he established. The old covenant, man, that was just he and Tyson Shadow. That was the law was a schoolmaster. To teach us, boy, you know, until the coming of the Messiah. To teach us what, boy, but hey, how to live, man, and until the Messiah come, and when the Messiah come, boy, he's going to reestablish the throne of David. In other words, boy, he's going to reestablish God, what God's original plan and intent was for our life, and we're going to live in heaven on earth. Forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. Why? Because that's what God originally intended for it to be. What do you say, boy? The good news to the poor. What's the good news to the poor? Who you really are? Where you really come from? Why we really here? The potential that we really have on this side of us. What we can do. All things through Christ who strengthens us. And where are we going to end up at, man? We're going to end up in heaven. Where? In heaven. But watch this here. Not in the heaven that God created for him, but in the heaven that God created for us. In heaven where? On earth. That's what we've been praying all our lives. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. What you saying when you say that, Lord, what your will was for earth and for my life here on this earth? Many are the plans in my heart and everything else, boy. And everybody got different ideologies and ideas of it and everything else. But what's your will? What you doing, Lord? Thank you for what mankind doing, man, trying to do for you and everything else. And all that's a good thing, Lord. But I'm talking about beyond that, Father. What you doing, Lord? Not what we doing and can do for you and through the old covenant laws and everything else. But, Lord, what you doing? And what you want to do in and through us? Not what we can do for you, but, Lord, what you doing for us? Hey, boy, when you go out the garden like that, huh? What you doing? You praying now, oh Lord, thy kingdom come in my life. And thy will be done in my life. In other words, not my kingdom, not my will. That's an act of surrender. And boy, when you find out, boy, what his will is for your life and what his kingdom is for your life, boy, you go sell everything that you got and you come. I'll say it again. You go sell everything that you got. The only reason why all mankind ain't came to God because they don't know. They don't know, boy, what is it? They don't know the gospel, man, to the poor. That's why God put it on this radio broadcast. And hopefully, boy, we can grow and hear, boy, until we reach the world. But with the gospel to the poor, boy, you don't have to be poor no more. We're going in all the world and making disciples of all men and teaching them everything, boy, that God taught, boy, his family and sons by the power of his Holy Ghost. that which was from the beginning. Not what he taught them through the law and the prophet, but what he taught them through his son, Jesus Christ.
The same law.
I told you, boy, what the law and the prophet were preaching was what God was speaking through mankind. But, boy, what his son came to speak, that wasn't what God was speaking through mankind. That was God speaking to mankind himself. Himself. Not through the mouth of the prophet, but that was God, boy, in man. Emmanuel, boy, Christ. Hallelujah. The word became flesh, dwelt among us. What that word, boy? That was God speaking to every last one of us. And you know what he came to speak to every last one of us? Hey, come, you who are blessed of your Father, and get your inheritance. What your inheritance is, all of the kingdom of heaven that was prepared for you before the foundations of the world. Hey, what that is? Boy, that's the gospel to the poor. Come get your inheritance. What your inheritance is, all of the kingdom of heaven. Come get your identity back. Who are you, boy? Brother so-and-so, pastor so-and-so, evangelist so-and-so, doctor so-and-so, bishop so-and-so? No, baby, I'm son of the Most High God. Hallelujah. All of other titles is servants. But the Bible says, baby, in the book of Galatians, boy, we're here. Because of this new covenant, we no longer servants, but sons. Hallelujah. You did, hey, listen, you do the math. Which one would you rather be, boy, in the house? The servant or the son? You choose. If you want to be a servant, hallelujah, glory to God, go ahead on. Hey, boy, I'm telling you, boy, listen, there ain't no bad thing. The Bible says even the servants in Solomon's temple, baby, drank from the gold goblets and ate from the gold plates and everything else. They were living good, too, even the servant. So if the servant was living like that, can you imagine how the son was living? Good God Almighty. So you just want to be a servant, that's all right, baby. But the Bible says, I'm no longer a servant, but a son of God. And watch this here. You know, if a son of God, then an heir of God. See, servant, they don't have no inheritance. What inheritance go to? They don't go to the servant, they go to the son. What's your inheritance? All of the kingdom of heaven. Hey, Lord, what my inheritance is? All of heaven. Well, that's mine. That ain't something I'm trying to get. That was mine before the foundation of the world. That was God chose for me, boy, before the foundation of the world. And, boy, I found that treasure. Well, let me tell you, let me say that, boy. By the power of the Holy Spirit, and just like Jesus said, boy, he will lead and guide you into all truth. Well, he led and guided me into the truth, man, of what God is doing. Not what we're doing. And what we're doing ain't no bad thing, ain't no evil thing. That's a good thing. But watch this here, boy. The devil's most successful tactic to keep you from getting to what God is doing is to preoccupy you with what we can do. And what we can do is all good things and good intentions and everything else, but that's a joke compared to what God is doing and want to do and is doing in and through us. Boy, that's the gospel to the poor. Boy, not what we're doing for God and how to have a good church and how to serve him and observation of his of the law and the prophet. Listen, I ain't talking about doing away with that. You ain't got to live according to that. Don't misunderstand what I'm saying. I'm telling you how to become that. I told you, that was a schoolmaster, boy, to teach me, man, how to become that. Boy, let me tell you something. That's what Jesus said. I ain't going to do away with the law and the prophet, and I'm going to fulfill it. Hey, listen, I couldn't tell the prophets, man, listen, hey, listen, you don't have to prophesy no more, baby. I hear. What's the law? That's the five books that God gave Moses to tell his people how to live. What's the prophet? Boy, that's coming the Messiah. It's coming the King. And, baby, he's going to restore, boy, the original kingdom back on his earth. And, boy, he's going to set you up in it, not as servants, but that's who you really are, sons of God, children of the Most High God, offsprings of God, heirs of God, no longer servants, but sons of God. And if sons of God, then heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ Jesus. Hello. See, you know, what's the gospel to the poor? You don't know about your inheritance. You don't know that you are heir of God and you have an inheritance. And if you don't know something, man, you won't go after it. If you think it in a sweet by and by, you'll postpone it till the end, man. But all the time, boy, Jesus Christ came preaching this message, this good news. All of the kingdom of heaven is within your reach. It's among you. I got it. I couldn't bring it back. It's among you now. And when I finish doing what I'm doing, hallelujah, redeeming your life from destruction and paying a penalty for your sin, it's not going to only be among you because I got it with me.
But boy, when I cleanse you up from all your unrighteousness, so that you can be declared a righteous man before your Father in heaven, they're not going to be among you. They're going to be on the inside of you. They're going to be with no observation. Where is that over there, over here, over here? No, it's going to be on the inside of you, baby. What I'm talking about, boy, take place from the inside out. I'm talking about what God is doing. See, what we're doing got to come from the outside in. We got to show the manifestation. But what God is doing is from the inside out. Holy Spirit go past all our circumstances, situations, symptoms, and everything else, past our intellect, past our soul, emotions, attitudes, all that, all the way down and take up residence on the inside of our spirit being. That who is that son of God that you are, that offspring of God that you are, that man that you are. Some can come in two forms, boy. What's man? Offspring of God, sons of God. That's what the word man means. When God say, let's make man in our image, that's spirit being. And boy, he said this, so God created them in his image. Male and female created them. So boy, they come in two species. Some come in a male body, some come in a female body, but they're both man. Hallelujah. They're both offspring of God. They're both children of the Most High God. They're both rulers. One in a female body, one in a male body. One is a man, one is a woe man. They're both man. Hallelujah. Created in the image and likeness of the Most High God. And why is this here? With dominion. What that is, boy, that's with kingship. What that is, what's dominion? Let them have dominion. What that is, that's power and control and influence over your territory. What's your territory? The earth. And what that power and dominion and influence and to operate in, for what purpose are they? So to make your territory just like it is in his territory. So that our territory, the earth, may become a colony of heaven. So that the culture of heaven might be the same culture as it is on this earth. So it might be on earth just like it is in heaven. What's that all again? Boy, that's going and being a church. That's like I said in the beginning, boy, tell you, when we come together, and when we know, boy, who we really are, where we really come from, why we really here, and what we really can do, and where things really going to end up in, well, that's mankind's age-old question. Boy, I found the answer to your question, boy. There's so much on the inside of me. I can't wait to come on this radio broadcast and share with you those questions. Who are you, boy? I ain't talking about, man, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, and all those ties that we fall up under, you know. And I ain't talking about, man, none of the religion. I ain't talking about Christianity. I ain't talking about Buddhism. I ain't talking about Mormonism. I ain't talking about none of those things, but I ain't talking about but one thing, man. And that one thing that I'm talking about, boy, is the kingdom of God. That ain't no religion right there, boy. That's the governing influence of a king over a territory. That's a different thing. Religion consists of rituals and ceremonies. And listen, now, like I say, Jesus said, I ain't going to do away with that, but I come to perfect that. I come to perfect that. That's just a schoolmaster, boy. That ain't true worship. And true, he said, listen, they're going to... Some say, well, we worship this way, and some say we worship that way, and some say we worship over there in Jerusalem. Some say you worship over there on the mountain. And man, Jesus said, listen, all this that's religion. There come a time, boy, we shall worship him in spirit and in truth. It don't matter where you are. When you worship him in the spirit, that means from the inside out, boy. When the Holy Spirit called out of my city, I don't know my son. Somebody say, what do you say? I say, boy, God so loved the world. God so loved you. Well, he so loved not just you, but he so loved the world and all those who dwell therein. But he so loved the world, what he doing for us and his plan and his purpose and his intent and his will and his desire for our life and that arrangement that he set up on this earth for us to live in. He loved that world so much, he sent his son, Jesus Christ, boy, to reestablish that world back up on this earth. And cleanse you and I up from all our unrighteousness so that you and I can come back into that world. You know, what's that all? That's the new covenant. So that you and I can come boldly into that. That's why I tell you, come on, let's go past the gates of Thanksgiving, past the courts of praise, past the sanctuary, past the church service. There's now those good things, man. You got to go, don't go no other way, man. Come, that, well, all I'm saying is don't just stop there, man. Then go home, come all the way back into the presence of the Most High God. Come on back into that place where Adam and Eve were walking and talking with God in the cool of the day. 7 days a week. Come on back into the presence of the Most High, your God. Your sins that separated us from the Most High God, boy, Jesus paid it all. Hallelujah. He paid it all, boy. For what purpose? So that you and I can come back into the presence of the Most High God. So that you and I can come in and get back up from the fall that happened in Adam, man. And boy, live as though, boy, we had never failed before. Because sin no longer has no dominion over us. The penalty for sin is paid in full. The righteous demands of a just God is met. Hallelujah. Signifying that he is pointing unto you and I and every man and every woman and every boy and every girl the golden scepter of righteousness. Well, you know what that means? That means, boy, he's pointing unto everybody, man, that you can come boldly, that you too can come. Hallelujah. That's why he said, go into all the world and make disciples of all men. Preach the good news everywhere. Go tell everybody that God was in his son, Jesus Christ. In other words, boy, God came down himself, boy, in the fulfillment of the original prophecy. What original prophecy? Well, when Adam and Eve, them men, fell and disobeyed God and the law of sin and death came into effect, boy, God made a promise, man. Hallelujah. And he made a promise, man. No, he made a promise, too. He just made a promise to us because he already spoke what he said about us. But he made a promise to the devil, man, who come and deceived us. He said, I promise you, boy, that coming, Noah, a king. What'd you say, Lord? And we know what he told that devil, man, the curse that he pronounced upon that devil in Genesis chapter 3 for his role in what he did, man, in deceiving Adam and Eve. Then he said, boy, that same woman who you deceived, she gonna have a son, baby. And boy, that son gonna grind your head in the ground. You're gonna bruise his heel, but baby, he's gonna grind your head in the ground. And the same authority that boy I gave, the same dominion that I gave Adam and Eve that you done stole from them. He coming, baby, and he going to grind your head in the ground. He going to take back that dominion that you stole from him, boy, that God gave them, man, in the Garden of Eden. And he going to set, he going to restore it back to them. He going to reestablish that original kingdom, man, that God has set Adam and Eve on, that destination that God has set Adam and Eve on. What destination is that? That it be in our lives here on earth, that it is in heaven. Be fruitful, he said, and multiply, and make the whole earth just like this little Garden of Eden. Well, that's what your assignment is. You're not you to be able to have in church, man, and ain't be in the church. What's the point of the church? To man make earth a colony of hell. How you gonna do that, man? That's why I say what you're trying to do and everything else, that's religion. You can never accomplish that way. I'm talking about what God is doing and how he's doing, his way of doing. That's why the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And everything that you have need of, you know, oh, Lord. Everything that we have need of will be added unto us on a daily basis. That's that part of prayer when you start praying, Father, give me this day my daily bread. Everything that I have need of for what? To accomplish, boy, what? Your kingdom and your will in my life here on earth. Everything that I have need of, man, to fulfill what you said about me, your plan and your destiny and your purpose for my life. Everything that I have need of to be who you say I am, to have what you say I am, to do what you say I can do. And to live the way you say I can live, give me on a daily basis, Father, my daily bread, everything I have need of to accomplish that. Hallelujah. So that I don't even have to take no thought for tomorrow. Hallelujah. Boy, hey, boy, for the day, and the day is sufficient, everything that I have need of, boy. What you doing, Lord, man? Give me everything I need, Father, this day to become who you already created me to be. And as I'm sojourning, Lord, as I'm becoming who you already created me to be, Lord, all the faults and mistakes that's in my life from that old man, that old nature, that old covenant that I was under, boy, the law of sin and death, boy, that separated me from you, boy, as far as I could come, man, was to the holy place. I couldn't come behind the veil, Lord. But now that you have made a way, man, for me, Lord, to come all the way here to your presence and wash me, though my sins be like scarlet, you wash me white as snow, Lord. Yet in my life, as I see, Lord, there's still shortcomings, still faults, and still mistakes. Forgive me of all my trespasses, of my weaknesses and shortcomings, Father. As I walk after you, as I continue becoming, boy, who you say I am, what you say I have, what you say I can do, what you doing in my life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. forgive me of my faults and mistakes, as I forgive all those who trespass against me. Know that saying then, Lord, help me to just like you love me and look past all my faults and mistakes, Lord, and cleanse me from all my unrighteousness, man. Hallelujah. Help me to love and forgive, Father, mankind, my brother, Lord. Help me to live that same kind of life. Help me to love that same kind of way. Help me to love my brother the way you love me. Hallelujah. And all the distractions that might cause me to tend to go that way. Deliver me from all sin and evil. Lead me not into all those distractions and temptations, but deliver me, boy, from all the sin and evil that's in this world. Don't take me out of this world, but Lord, deliver me from the sin and the evil and the destruction that's in it, the power and control and influence that's in it. Why? For this kingdom that you have translated me into, you translated me out of your kingdom of darkness, the Bible says in Colossians, and translated me over into the kingdom of your dear son. It's your kingdom. It's what you're doing. Continue to fill me with the knowledge of your will, with all wisdom and spiritual understanding of what you're doing in my life, who you are, who I am. Hallelujah. 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 And that's what God, boy, wants you to know. That's the gospel to the poor. That you are the child of the Most High God. That you come from God. That you offspring from God. Just like our children offspring from us. Same in the spirit realm. We offspring from God. Just like our little children are our sons and daughters. Just like us, boy. We offspring from God. We his sons and daughters. Hallelujah. Same thing. One in the natural, in the physical, and one in the spirit. What's the gospel to the poor? Those who are poor in spirit. That don't know who they are in Christ Jesus. Boy, I'm going to tell you, you are somebody. That's the first thing you need to know, boy. You the child of the Most High God. And watch this here. Not only you a servant, boy, you a son of the Most High God. Not only that, you an heir of the Most High God. Not only that, boy, you used to hear me say on this broadcast all the time, boy, Bishop Towner used to announce me, King Arthur. Yes, indeed, baby, that's the truth. Hallelujah. But that ain't the good news to the poor. I mean, I ain't come to brag about my kingship. Yeah, I come to brag about it. But I come with good news, man. What's the good news, man? That not only am I a king, you a king, too. I come to tell you, you a ruler, too. If you're in a male body, you're a queen. If you're in a female body, you're a king. If you're in a female body, you're a queen. They both mean the same thing. That's just man a ruler. A female ruler and a male ruler. Both man. Both offsprings of God. But offsprings of God that have dominion, that rule in life, that set up man kingdom government and kingdom influence and hallelujah, kingdom culture on this earth. How are they? By having that nature renewed on the inside of them. Because when you come boldly into the presence of the Most High God, let me tell you something, you can't stay the same. Now, you can go to church, man. You can steady be the same Sunday after Sunday after Sunday. But you can't come behind the veil, baby, and stay the same. You can't come into the presence of the Lord and stay the same. Boy, that's the pretty why God put me on this radio broadcast to extend unto you the golden scepter of righteousness, boy, to invite you men into the presence of the Most High God, into the banquet of the Lord. The Bible says the kingdom of heaven is like a banquet that a father gave for his son. Hallelujah. Boy, I couldn't tell you, boy, that you were invited to the banquet. And that, boy, you can eat from the king's table. Lord, you say that a lot. Don't you mean eat from the king? Thank God for what man I say. And thank God for this broadcast and you hearing what I say. But, boy, when I'm talking about you can eat from the king's table, listen, it's not enough for you to hear what I say. Well, when we ask God on this broadcast, when we start out with, we say, Holy Spirit, you come and you teach us and you show us. Boy, when you can hear what the Spirit of the Lord say to you about what I'm saying. Hallelujah. Well, there, boy, what I'm saying is a good thing. But, boy, well, God want to talk to you about what I'm saying. And, boy, he's speaking to you about what I'm saying. But that's the Holy Ghost speaking to your heart and giving you revelation and enlightening the eye to your understanding. And saying to you some things about what I'm saying. what that is, boy, hey, that's God talking to you through me. That you get past me and get past my word, but hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to you about what I'm saying. That's what God's desire is, man. That's what my purpose is, boy, to bring you to that place, into that consciousness, into that revelation, into that knowledge of that. That boy, God want to talk to you himself. He go through people, boy, but I'm telling you, he wants you to hear what he's saying about what I'm saying. But that is, that's the Holy Spirit talking to you then. But that is, that's the communion of the Holy Spirit. That's the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. And what he going to reveal to us? He the one know the mind of God. Who knows the mind of God except the Spirit of God? Who can reveal to us what God is really doing, boy, except the Spirit of the Most High God? Praise the Lord. What's the gospel to the poor? That you can come past the gates of thanksgiving, past the courts of praise, past the church service, past your religious rituals and ceremonies, past religion, past all of that, all the way into the very presence of the Most High God. But you can come on back into the Garden of Eden and start living your life as though, boy, you had never seen. Hallelujah. What you doing then, boy? You walking out to the Spirit then. You start, boy, becoming who you already are then. But you already, listen, because of what Jesus Christ came and did 2,000 years ago, boy, you've been restored. You're not only been redeemed, but you've been restored. And you've been not only redeemed and restored, but you've been redeemed and restored for a purpose, what that is, to expand. To be fruitful and multiply. To not just go and have a good church, but boy, go and then become the church. And then, boy, you're talking about having a good church, boy, when you come back with your testimony. Boy. Souls won to the kingdom of God. Winning souls to the kingdom of God. Reconciling mankind back to God. Hooking mankind back up to God. Going into all the world and letting the world know that God was in his Son, Jesus Christ, reconciling mankind back unto himself, not imputing their trespasses against them. Good God of mine. That is, boy, that's the gospel to the poor. Well, boy, that boy, do your sins be like scarlet, boy, wash you white as snow. And that the law and the prophet, boy, has been fulfilled, and what God want to do by the power of the Holy Ghost is fulfill that in us. How, boy? Not from the outside in, not from you could kind of conform to that by the law, but by you conforming to that friend from the inside out. That the law is fulfilled in Christ Jesus. And you being Christ Jesus, you are a new creation. Old things have passed away. Old covenant have passed away. Old dispensation have passed away. And all things are become new. And watch this here. And all the new things that have become new are things of God. What do you mean? That's what God's doing. Unless the Lord build a house, but our labor is in vain. We are workmanship together with him. Co-labor together with him. Hey, boy, and getting in on what he's doing. Not trying to get him in on what we're doing and what we want to do. No, baby. By us repenting. What does repent mean? Change the way we think, boy, because that's what we've been thinking in the old covenant. Kind of conform to his will from the outside in. Through the observance of the laws and the prophets. But when Jesus Christ had, remember when Jesus Christ took his disciples, boy, on the mountain of transfiguration? Listen, boy, I'm down. This is how religious side them were. Transfiguration. That's what they call it, the mountain of transfiguration. That's when Jesus Christ took him, Peter, James, and John, went up on that mountain, boy, and they saw him laying that great light, man, you know, a transfiguration, a great light just showing them, man. And they make it all about the light, man, but they don't make it what the light was, why the light was. They tell you what it was and how it shone and everything else, but you don't know why. You know what it is, but you don't know the purpose. Hallelujah. What it did, you don't know the gospel about that, boy. What it did, boy, he took his disciples up on the mountain, man. I don't call it the mountain of transfiguration because it wasn't about the light. It was about, man, what happened up there, man. It was a transfer that took place up there. Instead of the mountain of transfiguration, it would be called a mountain of transformation. Boy, something happened up there on that mountain. Who he met with? He met with, man, Moses and Elijah. Moses represents the law. Elijah represents the prophets. And boy, what happened? What took place up there in that mountain? A meeting, a real live meeting took place. And the disciples were up there to see it, to witness it. There was a lot of times he would go out to pray and do things, man. He wouldn't take it, but he took them with him this time because he wanted them to see a real live meeting, boy. He wanted them to witness something, man, boy. The close of an old covenant, man, and the opening of a new covenant. Who he met with? He met with man Moses. Who Moses represent? Moses represents the law. All the books of the Torah, the Mishnah, the Pentateuch. The first five books of the Bible, Genesis, Exodus, man, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy, that's the law. And what, who Elijah is, boy? Elijah is the beginning of the great prophet, boy. He represents all other prophets. What Moses did, man, Moses gave him the law, boy. What Jesus told Moses, Moses, hey, listen, baby, you fulfill your purpose. You done good. What God called you to do, man? You took care of that, man. You came down here. You delivered them out of Egypt, and you gave them God's laws, man, to live by, man. Hey, listen, you did your job, man. You completed your assignment, boy. That's a good thing. I'll take the baton. He went to the prophets and said, hey, prophets, Elijah, you represent all the prophets. You kept on all of them, even all of them from the beginning. Even all the way from Adam, man. God told the devil, man, listen, that woman going to have a son. He was prophesied way back then, man. And from all the way back then, all the way up until John the Baptist, boy, it's the prophecy. Well, boy, that boy, everything that Adam had lost, man, in the Garden of Eden, when him and Eve got put out of the Garden of Eden, but boy, that son, man, was going to come and restore that thing back up on this earth and redeem, boy, their lives from that destruction and set them back on the throne of their life, restore their identity back to them, their dominion back to them, and set them back on course toward the destination, watch this year, that God has for their life. What's the destination that God has for our life? That it be in our lives here on our territory, the earth, just as it is in his territory to him. Hallelujah. And baby, when it's all said and done, that's what it's going to be. That's the destination, baby. That's the end. Hallelujah. That's the finish line. That's the finish mark. What's happening in between now and then? We be coming, like you always hear me say on this radio broadcast. We be coming there. Jesus came with the kingdom, boy, and he said, oh, this kingdom, there ain't going to be no end. It, all the kingdoms of the world are going to become one with that kingdom. In other words, boy, that's an everlasting kingdom. It ain't like the kingdom of this world, baby. All the kingdoms of this world become one with that kingdom. That kingdom, they're going to override every kingdom that's on this world. He's the king of kings. Hallelujah. His kingdom is the greatest kingdom of all, of, boy. His kingdom crushed down all the other kingdoms, man, and brought all the other kingdoms to naught till there was only one kingdom. Hallelujah. But there was his kingdom. And it was only one will. Boy. His will. And what's his kingdom? His governing influence, boy. His territory. His territory, boy. Heaven. Can you imagine what heaven is like? His territory? Yeah. That's his kingdom. What's his will? That it be in our kingdom. What our kingdom is? The earth. How? Just like it is in his kingdom. How you going to get that done? Through his family of sons, mankind. How, man? By operating men under the influence, the governing influence of the king. By the power of the Holy Ghost. The life of the king that's on the inside of them. That you and I lost in Adam, maybe 2,000 years ago, boy, Jesus Christ came in. And what he is, he's the word of life. What he come to bring back? He come to bring back life. What kind of life? Everlasting life. Eternal life. Zoe life. The life of God. Life the way God lives and life the way God intended for you and I to live. Abundant life. Superior in quality and superior in quantity. And I ain't talking about just natural things. I'm talking about spiritual things first. And boy, we get the spiritual things first. Guess what? Boy, the natural thing to be added to us, man. That's why I say you ain't got to take no thought of the natural things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God. I say it again. So you ain't got to take no thought for the natural thing. But right there, cancel your prayer life. Now you've been praying for the thing. The Bible says the pagans pray that way. The religious devouts pray that way. But this is how you are to pray. Not for things. But pray for what? Pray for God's kingdom to come in your home, in your life, in your family, in your community, in your environment, in your circle of influence. But for God's kingdom to come. What's God's kingdom? The governing influence of a king over his territory, impacting it with his will, his intent, his desire. What that is, that's a kingdom, a king's domain. A territory over which a king has governing influence and power and control over, impacting it, watch this, with his will, his intent, and his desire. Not our will, not our intent, his will, his desire for our life. What's his will? That it be in our life, that we be in his image and his likeness. That's how he created us. Let's make man in our image and our likeness. What his will is, that we have the same character and nature of God, that we function like him, that we operate like him. And that we have what? Dominion. What that is, that's kingship. That's power and control and influence over our territory, earth. Impacting it, boy, with the will and desire and intent of God. And what's the will and desire and intent of God for our territory? That it might be in our territory just like it is in his territory. How you going to get that done through? Through his family of sons, through you and I. What are you going to use? He's going to use his word. The poor had a gospel preached to him. What Jesus was saying, he was man revealing to mankind that you don't have to wonder about what God is doing no more, boy. I come to reveal to you what God is doing. I come to reveal to you not the concept of God that mankind has come up with, but the precepts of God, the original ideas. If you're not careful, boy, you can come up with a whole bunch of concepts, man, but they ain't stem from the original idea, then, man, your concepts can be wrong. If your precepts are wrong, then your concepts are going to automatically be in error. That's why David said, Lord, show me your precepts, man, so that I might, man, be to know your ways and what the real deal is, what you do. Many are the plans, boy, that Solomon wrote in our heart, in our mind, and everything else. Many things that we want to do, and many of y'all, but it is your point that they're going to prevail. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done. And what, boy, his kingdom came, and his will is being done. And boy, all you got to do is get in on it. And as you get in on it, boy, it starts impacting your life. How you get in on it, Arthur? Come on into the presence of the Most High God. It's an invitation. Every time I come on this radio broadcast, it's always an invitation to come on into the presence of the Most High God. David called it the secret place of the Most High God. To come dwell in that place. Come live there. Anytime I visit there, come dwell in the presence of the Lord. Because see, in the Garden of Eden, man, the kingdom that God set up on the earth in Genesis chapter 1 and 2, man, God was with them and they was with God. In fact, they were even closer than that. God was in them and they were in God. I told you the kingdom of God is around us now, but we can get even closer than that, boy. He can get in us and we can get in it. Jesus didn't come just to bring a kingdom to us, but he came to bring us back to the kingdom. I'm going to say it again. He didn't just come to bring the kingdom to us, but he came to bring us back to the kingdom too. He came to bring the kingdom to us and us back to the kingdom. He ain't got no problem getting the kingdom to us because he's already done that, boy. But what he's doing in the earth today now is getting us back into the kingdom. I'm going to say that again, boy. Him getting the kingdom to us, he's finished. That's done. What he's doing now is getting us back to the kingdom, back into the kingdom. How are you doing that, man? Through the foolishness of preaching, publicly declaring a message. What message, boy? The gospel. What's the good news? That all of the kingdom of heaven is among every last one of you under the sound of my voice. And not only is it among every last one of you under the sound of my voice, but it's among every man, every woman, every boy, and every girl. I don't care where you are on the earth. I don't care what the deal is, man. It's among them. And boy, as they hear it, man, hallelujah. Just like you hear it now. And boy, the Bible says, as many as received it, as many as heard what the Spirit of the Lord was saying to the church about what the man of God was saying. Hallelujah. See, all they heard was what the man was saying about God and the prophets. They heard what the man said about God, but they didn't have a revelation to it. They didn't hear what the Spirit of the Lord said to them about it. So the only thing they could do was try to conform to it from the outside. Quit doing this and quit doing that and quit doing this and quit doing that. Do this and do that and do that. That's the law and the prophet. And boy, that's coming the Messiah. And when he comes, baby, he's going to clean up everything. But until then, hey, this is how you ought to live. That's the old covenant. God, Jesus say, what happened, man, on that up down that mountain of transfiguration, boy? You say, hey, Moses, yeah, I ain't come to do away with the law. I come to fulfill the law. That everything that God required them to do, I come to do it for them. Because in the weakness of their flesh, they can't do it. Ain't no way they can redeem their life from this destruction. So everything that the Father will require of them to do, boy, I'm going to come do it for them. So that the righteous demand, what's the righteous demand? That we live holy and without blame. What he did, he came down here and lived holy and was without blame. Tempted on all points, just like you and I, but yet without sin. And boy, after he did that, boy, he listened. While he was doing that, he was teaching, boy. He was going about preaching and teaching in their synagogue. What? The gospel of the kingdom. The good news, boy, to the poor. Teaching them the functioning principles of the kingdom. How the kingdom function, boy. Demonstrating the kingdom of God to them, boy. Casting out devils. Opening blind eyes, man. Unstopping deaf ears, man. Causing the lame to walk and the dumb to talk, man. And the dead raised back to life again. And watch this, see, I ain't just talking about in the natural. That too, but I'm talking about something far greater than natural, man. Opening up spiritual blinded eyes, man. Unstopping spiritual deaf ears, man. Causing the man, the spiritual lame man, to walk, man, like God wants to walk, to talk like God wants to talk, to hear what God is saying to the church in the areas today. Us stopping our deaf ears, opening our blind eyes so we can have understanding and revelation in what he's saying. I understand. That's enlightenment. That's opening up blinded eyes. And those who are separated from God, boy, we lead them to the kingdom of God. What that is, that's raising the dead. Those who were separated from God, dead and trespassing in sin, boy, has God raised up and made them to sit together with us in heavenly places, in Christ Jesus. What that is, boy, every time we win a soul to the kingdom of God, man, hey, that's raising the dead. Every time we share the word of God with one another and enlighten one another and edify one another and build one another up, man, that's opening blind eyes and unstopping deaf ears and causing the lame to walk, man. While as the body edified itself, building itself up, boy, in its most holy faith, man. As we're doing what, Arthur, boy? As we're becoming who the word say we are. I told you that's what the last thing the devil don't want you to hear. He don't want you to know, boy, the word of God, like we had talking about last week. Boy, that's what he coming in to steal, kill, and destroy from you, boy. Everything, listen, he come to rob the gospel of the kingdom out of your life. He come to rob, man, what God original ideal, intent, and design, purpose for your life is. He don't ever want you to understand and hear, boy, what I'm telling you. Hey, listen, all I'm telling you, I'm just scattering some seed. I'm just planting seed, boy, in the kingdom of God, out in the field. You the field. Your heart and your life and your spirit, man, is the field. And all God sent me to do is say the kingdom of God is like a sower who went out to sow. I'm just sowing seeds, boy, out in the field. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some seed fall on stony ground, some seed fall on thorny ground, some seed fall on stony ground, and some seed fall on good ground. And boy, I trust that, boy, listen here, boy, your heart is good ground. And that is incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of God's word take a root on the inside of you. See, listen to this, when a conception takes place, you don't know it at first. But boy, after a few weeks, and a month or two, then you start knowing then, boy, something different. Hallelujah. But at first, you don't really know when the conception takes place, when the seed has been planted. That's all I'm doing. I'm just scattering seeds, pray. I ain't got to know any kind of seed, boy. I'm talking about the gospel of the kingdom to the poor. The good news about all of the kingdom of heaven is yours, and that you can come on and get your inheritance and start charting your course towards your destination now. Start, man, listen, stop trying to get what you already have and start having what's already out. Little by little, as little bitty babies growing up into that, boy, and becoming that. Just like as little bitty babies we came into this world, became men and women, same way, boy, little bitty children of the Most High God, boy, born by the power of God's word, the uncorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the gospel of the kingdom into your heart. And I trust that, boy, your heart is good ground, boy. And, boy, as you continue to tune in to these radio broadcasts, boy, that seed and water that seed and cultivate that seed, and boy, that seed will take that seed on the inside of you and grow up and produce, boy, some 30-fold, some 60-fold, and some 100-fold. Let those who have ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the church today. Listen, my time is up, and I want to decree and declare to every last one of y'all that the word of the Lord is going to abide forever. And the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. They come from a spirit. God is a spirit. It is spirit. The word is spirit. It is addressed to a spirit. It's addressed to your spirit. And boy, your spirit is good ground. And boy, I decree and declare that everything that God say we are, we are. Everything that God say we can do, we can do. Everything that God say we have, we have. Everything that God say, boy,